This is The Poet and the Poem. I'm Grace Cavalieri. Today, we're honoring Leonard Duane Moore, who has done so much for poetry in this country. He has taken the land of the South and turned it into an absolute spa for poets. Happy birthday, Leonard.
Thank you, Grace. This is a great day. Yes, my birthday.
I know. First of all, we have to tell everybody that we only get together every 38 years.
Oh, yes.
Every 38 years ago was the last time we were together. You were 26 years old. And tell everybody that story.
But we haven't missed a beat. No, I remember you had me on your program, but I followed you from the Writers Center in Bethesda, Maryland. And I guess you couldn't lose me. When I got there, you said you could work for the CIA. I remember that.
So we were fast friends. He was just a young kid, well, 26, a man, and he brought a stack of books that he was already published in. So it was a great friendship, and we are so honored to have you on your birthday here 38 years later. Read us a poem.
Okay, I would like to open with a poem from your anthology, the WPFW 89.3 FM Poetry Anthology, from when I was on your station the first time, long time ago, decades ago. And so I want to read my poem, Message to Etheridge Knight. And Etheridge Knight was born in Mississippi. He was a great poet. I think of his different poetry books, but I think his most noted book is titled Born of a Woman, New and Selected Poems. And he also is noted for haiku, just like Richard Wright. So there are about 10 of his haiku that are always reprinted. Let me read my poem, Message to Etheridge Knight. Don't stop rummaging through sacred silence inside the head. Yes, it does matter that you found the being, the speaker, how brilliantly you sustain your voice, capture the rhythms of jazz. You are the one, the soulful one, making music, lifting spirits. It is so magical. We are waiting in the earth light, ears attuned, listening to whatever comes into existence. There is a sense of belonging, a perpetual aesthetic, like rhythm and blues, kept transforming. Our ancestors who knew about secret cadences, who held fast to dreams, sang so jubilantly, so naturally, while working cultivated ground against the sun's glare. Jazz man, we know your art will survive. Soon enough, your fiery words will help people define their being. Oh, sing, Etheridge, ease the spirit.
Beautiful. Leonard Duane Moore, we're here to honor you today. And let me tell everybody that you have been published in more than 16 countries and translated into more than 12 languages. And your essays and stories and poems have appeared in 400 publications, and more are coming, and in 100 anthologies. Leonard, what does poetry mean to you?
Oh, poetry means everything. It's a way of life. That's what I do. That's what I am. I am poetry.
It's true. You are poetry. And I must say that you were one of the first people 30 years ago to honor the Japanese haiku art form in America. And now it's a very hot item. So you actually started honoring this Japanese form. Tell me why it got a hold of you, as Sterling Brown would say, some kind of way.
Yeah, you're right. Last month, made 39 years I've been writing haiku. But what happened, Grace? Well, I guess I was meant to come upon haiku, but the way it happened is this was after I got out of the Army. I was back home in my childhood bed, And I guess I had the flu, and you know, after a while you get kind of bored. So I looked at the literature book that was on my dresser, the literature book that I had for creative writing class that I took at the University of Maryland overseas branch in Stuttgart, Germany. At that time it was West Germany before the wall came down. And so I was flipping through that creative writing textbook and I saw haiku. Boy, was I naive. I thought they were so simple to write. Well, the first attempts were not so good. So I read everything, transcendental meditation. I read about Eastern philosophy, haiku, on and on. I immersed myself in study and the four volumes of R.H. Blyth's book and Harold Henderson's book dealing with haiku. So I just read and read. And then, of course, I wrote and wrote. In fact, I wrote so much. I'm going to tell you one year, 1982, I wrote 1,447 poems. In August of that year, I wrote 315 poems. So I stopped counting after that. I would go to this steak restaurant, sit there, order something to eat, and then keep ordering pitchers of tea and writing and writing and writing. And so it became a way of life. And now I always write and I have to write. And some months I write more than 100 haiku. I write so many tanka, dozens and dozens, but not only that, I write in more than 30 different poetic forms. So some of them take a long time when you're dealing with meter, rhyme, or writing a sestina, whatever it might be, villanelle, you name it.
Leonard, what is a haiku?
Oh, a haiku, yeah. Of course, it's a three-line poem. It's a Japanese poetic form, but the thing about haiku, it's not the 5-7-5 structure or syllable for each line that people think it is. It's a contemporary haiku that might adhere to certain beats, like maybe 3-5-3 beats. It has a kigo in it, K-I-G-O, which is a Japanese word for season word. There also is some contrast in there. You know, I'd say strong verbs, but you don't always use verbs. But, you know, so many things. But for me, specificity, good details, concrete things. And I always try to put at least three of the sensory perceptions, but many people do too. You know, I experimented with haiku so much, I saw what others were doing. I wanted to do different things, create my own form, if you will.
You are a leader among us. We love you. This is your birthday. Read us a haiku.
Okay, absolutely. You know what, Grace? This is all the songs we sang. I want to read my haiku sequence from All the Songs We Sang, published by Blair, since this was just published June 2020. So, you know, I want to read from this book here, the new work. There's a line in the poem, Shake Loose My Skin. That's the title of one of Sonia Sanchez's poems. Here's the poem. Haiku sequence for Sonia Sanchez. Your whole notes wake the dormant trees, the wind's breath, drums thump, pulsing of the heart song, the opening sky, jazz and haiku, shake loose my skin, a dusting of pollen, insistent running of the long river, your acapella, my blight hands, cupping the sunlight, jacuzzi bubbles, orange lilies bow, your noontime strut up the sidewalk, rain long gone, I recite the syllables of your language, evening walk, I catch your riff in my voice.
Leonard, I love the way you ride the vowels. When you speak, you ride them like motion lotion.
I call myself a song, so I'm all about rhythm. Walk, talk, all of that. I am rhythm and I live rhythm. So I guess that just happens. I don't know.
Now, were they different haiku linked together to make one big poem?
Oh, yeah. You know, I did that with my book, Desert Storm, A Brief History. I hadn't seen that. So I think there are about 105 haiku in that book. So I linked them together to make one long poem. And I try to do a lot of other different things that I hadn't seen. You know, I work with psychology in that book. I work with history. On and on, I can go a lot of different things. The natural world, a sense of place. There's trauma. There's so many things I was working with that particular volume. Maybe somebody will find all that out one day, one of the scholars.
You're an innovator. I saw that you were included in someone's PhD dissertation recently.
That's a blessing. That's an honor. I'm
now,
humble.
Tell us what jazz means to you.
Oh, wow. Jazz means everything. While we're doing this interview, jazz is playing downstairs. I had jazz on since about 4:30 this morning, and I wrote about 20 poems today already. I always write myself a birthday poem every year. I have several birthday poems. So I've been writing and listening to jazz since about 4:30. That's what you do if you're serious, you get up. If you sleep, you're not doing anything.
Oh, I love that line. If you're serious, you get up. If you're serious, you get up.
That's right.
How serious are you, Lenard?
I'm serious, Grace. I'm real serious. I'm so serious, a poem might emerge from me.
Lenard, I said we can't sit here and laugh for 30 minutes. So give us a jazz poem.
Oh, yes, I will. I'll give you a jazz poem. As a matter of fact, now I want to read from this other new book that Blair published. It just came out September 2020, a reprint from the one that Mountains and Rivers did in 2018, The Geography of Jazz. Hmm. So I want to read the first poem. So we'll see what happens here. It's titled Swinging Cool. The bassist hugs, the bass plunks it. Ting, boom. Ting, boom, the drummer beats and booms, the saxophonist weaves notes, oscillates, blows, and the pianist finger dances on the keys, swinging at the haven. Musicians spark the sheet music stands and angled microphones, blue backdrop modulating that tempo, they work the tune, drumsticks knocking time, piano plucking our ears, bass man still hugging the bass, straight sets, walls thrumming, steady as the spring moon in sight, ting the indigo sky.
How do you do that?
Each poem has a different voice. Each poem wants to be performed differently.
Well, when you write a poem, is the jazz in your blood? Is it what you think of?
No, it's a feel. Jazz is all about the feeling. It's the feel. And whatever I write make me feel, that's how I deliver it.
But you know,
each one is different. As a matter of fact, I do a different one that I usually do with the jazz band. I don't have the band here with me. I make it a little up tempo. So I'm going to do that and see what you think. I'm going to do it differently.
You're going to read the same poem?
No, I'm going to do a different poem. I'm going to do another poem that I usually do with the jazz band when they accompany me. I'm by myself now, so I'm going to do it a little up-tempo, and I'm going to see how it's going to come off. This poem is titled Swing, Sway and Swang. So sway and swang. Here we go. We come to get you rocking madly. We come to get you rocking madly. So rock your swinging self like a boat. So rock your swinging self like a boat. Let your shoes slap that floor like a mat. Let your shoes slap that floor like a mat. Rock. 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 On up the aisle. Rock. 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 On up the aisle. Now sway your shoulders like an old willow tree. Now sway your shoulders like an old willow tree. Then snap your fingers until they can pop. Then snap your fingers until they can pop. We come to get you rocking madly. We come to get you rocking madly. So rock your swinging self like a boat. So rock your swinging self like a boat. Swing. 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 Swing.
Leonard, you don't need a band, honey. You do not need a band.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Grace.
You know, I want you to talk about the home you have made for other writers in North Carolina, the collective that you've started and has given so many voices a place to be. Tell us about the collective.
Well, the Carolina African American Writers Collective is what it is because of the people who are members of it. You know, and we are a big family. So, you know, we help one another in there. We created a safe space. You know, that came about because I was taking the poetry writing classes at NC State, beginning poetry writing class in 1988, advanced poetry writing class in 1989, and then the advanced poetry workshop in 1992. And I took all of my classes for poetry writing with the renowned poet Gerald Barracks. Oh man, he was great. I enjoyed his class. But in the advanced poetry class, there was one other African American poet in me, you know, her name Janice Hodges. And so there were times when we had to explain cultural references and things like that. And I thought maybe that took time from my 15 minutes getting my poem critiqued. I'm like, if I do that, I don't get a critique, but whatever. So I told Janice I was gonna start a group. You know, we had some false starts, but, and here we are now.
And here we are now. How many are there?
Oh gosh. Well, there have been so many who came through here, you know, moved away. But the thing about our group, you're a lifetime member. You can't get away from us. No matter where you move.
Leonard.
So there are probably about 80. I'm not sure. But we have a roll call in the back of all the songs we sang. There are dozens and dozens of members. And, you know, members would drive as far away as Virginia. Camille Dungy would drive from Virginia. Bennis Blue would fly in from Ohio. Somebody would drive from South Carolina, from all over. You know, we create a family environment, a helping kind of mood, you know. And so it's so much fun. And we didn't want the meetings to end.
Don't you wish the world was like that?
Oh, yeah. You know, we help one another. Somebody lose a family member or something, we carpool to funerals. We send flowers. That's a family. That's how a writer's group should be.
You're right, Leonard, and you did this with your own energy. And where do you get your energy?
Well, I do work out. But see, I ran track and field and played basketball. As a matter of fact, I didn't stop playing full court basketball until I played my last game November 2017. So I was only about 3 months away from my 60th birthday. So that's how long I played. And I still work out in the house, push-ups, sit-ups, jumping jacks, like I did in the Army, and run up and down my stairs.
And you, I think you played basketball in the Army, didn't you?
I played overseas, you know, on Army teams and did quite well.
Are you good?
I can't say. That's for other people to say. However, we didn't lose many games. That's all I say. And people came from all over in Germany to see me play, so I don't know.
Well, people are coming from all over to hear you read. So give us some blues poems.
Give you some blues, okay.
And save one for the end, Leonard. Save your special one for your final poem.
Okay. I'm going to give you some new blues. Well, it's, blue isn't new. What it is, poems about the pandemic or 2020. Okay. Blues 2020. We're all cooped up inside our homes every day. Cooped up inside our homes every day. Can't stay outdoors in any old way. We're all cooped up in big boxes like chickens. We're all cooped like chickens. It isn't a stale tale, still plot thickens. We sanitize doorknobs and wash our hands. Sanitize doorknobs, wash our hands. Try to keep COVID at bay in these lands. If you stick with me, woman, we gonna win. If you stick with me, woman, we will win. Then we can visit again, see I can. Now I'll be all right in here with you. Now I'll be all right in here with you. Cause I know you're as sweet as honeydew.
Leonard, what is the thing that makes you so happy, the best thing in your life?
Well, because I know I'm blessed, you know. I know God is looking out for me, so I don't have a bad day. I'm happy every day. I think life is what you make it. And if you believe happy, you will be happy.
And what have you made it, Leonard?
I'm just a vessel. God is using me, so I'm happy. This other blues poem is another new one. And it's dedicated to Sterling Brown, who was the master blues poet.
I knew him well.
Oh, wow. Cool. So this poem is titled, A Black Man Speaks of a Vaccine A-Coming, for Sterling A. Brown. Now, I don't need to shelter from the war. Now, I don't need to shelter from the war. Now, I don't need to shelter from the war. I captured in my future memoir where the COVID battle exploded strong, where the COVID battle exploded strong, where the COVID battle exploded strong. I had to hunker down so very long. But I heard a vaccine began my way. But I heard a vaccine began my way. But I heard a vaccine began my way. Glad to know pandemic will blow away. So I grasped my journal, won't write why blues. So I grasped my journal, won't write why blues. So I grasped my journal, won't write why blues. Won't allow myself to pay a heap more dues. Yeah, yeah, loaded trucks traveled the highways. Yeah, yeah, loaded trucks traveled the highways. Yeah, yeah, loaded trucks traveled the highways. Oh, oh, cargo planes flew above my gaze. Lord, Lord, can't get my arm bare fast enough. Lord, Lord, can't get my arm bare fast enough. Lord, Lord, can't get my arm bare fast enough. Gonna take the vaccine, the one that's tough.
Leonard, There's no one like you in the world.
Talk to me, Grace.
What were you like as a little child?
I don't know, but you know what? I had a lot of energy then too. But you know what? I read books very early on the school bus. We were bused so far away, you know, to the black school, and we had to go such a long ways on the bus. And so I would just read books, and I loved those books. You could go places, you know. And then my grandfather would tell stories, so I've been fascinated with words since I was little.
Clearly, it shows. Now, you're in Raleigh, North Carolina. You have put Raleigh on the map. Were you always in North Carolina?
Well, of course, I was in the Army 3 years, but then when I got out of the Army, I went to San Diego for 6 months, but I came back. Wherever I go, I come back home. Home is a calling. Huh? Home is a calling. As a blues man might say, home is a calling. And so I'm here. Wherever I go, I come back. I'm kin to this land. I have a kinship with it. I work the land. I grew up doing farm work, so I'm part of the land. So I couldn't stay away, Grace. Like a blues man, I'm a come back home.
Were you actually born in Raleigh?
No, I was born on the coast.
Mm-hmm. And you have made the South proud because you have brought such energy and beauty and love to it. I've never heard you say an ugly thing in my life, Leonard. Not on paper.
Grace, that you get the energy that you give out. Treat others like you want to be treated. So, you know, I try to help people. Why do I want to say something bad? I don't.
Well, I'm going to tell everybody before we hear the last blues poem that our producer is Henry Crawford. Our series engineer is Mike Turpin. This is The Poet and the Poem. We're on remote, and we have been funded by the Sinipet Fund, by Diane Wilbone Parks, and the Rivada Foundation of the Logan family. And we're going to go out with our beloved birthday person with a blues poem. Happy birthday, Leonard. We love you.
Oh, thank you. Love you too. So is this the last poem? If so, I'm going to take us out. This is it. All right, I'm coming at you, Grace. It's titled, A Black Man Tells His Son the Whole Story. I never had the chance to stay in school. My daddy said work and his word was rule. This story I tell wherever I go. No one denies the truth about my hands that work the fields, the roads, the shoe shine stands. This story I tell wherever I go. For 50 years I sweat my dues, wept salt liquor from the blues. This story I tell wherever I go. Lord knows it's so hard living like a hound. I pray along my bony knees strike ground. This story I tell wherever I go. I cannot call back how my words spew out. Spill the gritty troubles without a doubt. This story I tell wherever I go. I want my story told after I die. How I pour peanuts in the fields to dry. This story I tell wherever I go. Like the rising winds, our names must blow. This story I tell wherever I go. This story I tell wherever I go. Take two. Never had a chance to learn in school. Say I never had no chance to stay in school. Daddy said work, he made the golden rule. This story I tell wherever I go. No one denies the truth about my hands. Say, no one denies the truth about my hands that work, scorch fields, rose and shoeshine stands. This story I tell wherever I go. For 50 years I sweated my dues. Say, for 50 years I sweated my dues and wept scrap iron from weary blues. This story I tell wherever I go. Lord knows it's so hard living like a hound. Say, Lord knows it's so hard living like a hound. I pray along my bony knees strike ground. This story I tell wherever I go. I can't recall how my words flew out. Can't just call back how my words flew out. Spilling gritty troubles, no doubt. This story I tell wherever I go. I want my story told after I die. Say I want my story told after I die. How I pour peanuts in the fields to dry. This story I tell wherever I go. Like the rising winds, our names must grow. Say, like the rising winds, our names must grow. This story I tell wherever I go. This story I tell wherever I go.
Happy birthday, Leonard.
Thank you, Grace.
Loved and beloved.